The atmosphere is set. No why. No reason why God should not speak to us now. We'll welcome him to speak to us. When I was in Richmond, Virginia, another aspect of money came. I would have liked to have told you first, but I have to follow instruction as the Lord lead me. Money cometh is a call for massive money to begin to manifest in a remnant of believers' lives. And in Richmond, the Spirit of God freed me for the first time as I preach on massive money coming to the body of Christ to tell those who are not participating in these movement of cheerful giving, you're going to be left out. There are people who just sit and watch other people do it, but it's a move of the Holy Ghost that I never had an opportunity to say nothing about because it came with money coming. But it's a combination of the two things, money coming and money moving. You see what I'm saying? God did this all over the world. People do this all over the world. I can't go anywhere, airport, anywhere I am. People are moving money, but they are moving money toward them. From a seed to a harvest. So God said, tell those Christians who want to walk with me in finances, I sent that to them. But I sent it twofold. I didn't just send it for them to say, money coming, money coming. No, there's a massive money movement going on around the world. The body of Christ never seen this before. It came out of Darrow. Came out of Gonzales. The body of Christ never seen the massive giving. I was at the church last week. The man put $105,000 in my hand before I said anything. And then people just start sawing $3,000, $4,000. They start sawing wildly. And I believe that's one of the reasons I was able to reveal that massive revelation. Don't you think these people coming up here because of a man? And don't you think nobody twisting their arm? It's a freedom here called cheerful giving. So members, if you never got in on it, this is what I said to the church. Get in on it quickly. Matter of fact, if you never walk to this altar, learn to flow in this massive movement that God's going to use a lot of kingdom financiers. Only going to be a remnant because most people don't understand money. They're afraid of money. They mess around with money. It's more easy to have plenty of money than debt. Oh, get it. The world don't want you to know it. See, your commercials are covenant commercial. The common commercials are robbing you of your wealth. They're calling you to buy things you don't need to buy. And you're paying too much interest. How many of y'all know you're paying too much interest? All right. There's a covenant that wants you to have supernatural debt cancellation. Not job-wise, not working two jobs, not regular, supernatural. All of a sudden you're out of debt. Can't explain it. Don't know where the money came from. All I know, I'm out of debt. So I say to my members, by the mercy of God, this shouldn't have been said to you. Participate in this. You didn't know it. It's from God. And it's the first time he let me open my mouth about it in 27 years. I don't talk about the altar because it's from him. But if you don't understand, if you're so stuck in your money position and don't know God got another place for you. All right, you may be seated. For lack of a better verse, Well, let's go here. I'm going to go to John 14. John Gospel chapter 14. Hallelujah. John 14, I think that's where I want to go. I guess you just gotten on the spot right here. Because I have some powerful teaching you're about to receive. In John 14, verse 16. John Gospel, verse 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, Jesus speaking, and he shall give you another what? Who is that? And now notice what he says about him, that he may abide with you, how long? Forever. Notice what he called him now, even the Spirit of truth. And notice what he says next, whom the world cannot receive unless you become a believer, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. Watch what he says now. For you in a position here. For he dwelleth with you. Now that's been changed. And he is in you. See, you're in another dispensation now, you see. He was prophesying about this, but now it's prophetically fulfilled since Jesus died on the cross. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, will come to unto you. Go back to John chapter 7. I have some heavy things to say to you today. Going to change your life. How many online? How many online? Yeah, man. 307. Get on your phone. Call somebody. Tell them the apostle about to put out some stuff. Great. Get the y'all always get them phones out. Get them phones out. You'll be texting while I'm preaching. Get it out. Tell somebody to get online quickly. Revelation about to go forward. And turn your Bible to John 7. Text and turn. Text and turn to the text. This verse is so important in John chapter 7. It talks about an overflow. But it talks about an overflow in spiritual things, an overflow in insight, an overflow of wisdom that cannot be partaken of nowhere else. And so I want you to, with the insight that the Holy Spirit want to give us this morning, I want you to really listen to what Jesus said in that 37th verse, he said in that last day, you with me? That great day of the feast, Jesus stood. Now it's time to pay attention. And cried, saying, if any man thirst, he didn't whisper that, he said he cried out. Let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, verse 38, out of his belly shall what? Out of his belly shall flow what? I can't hear you. Out of his belly shall flow what? Now, that living water is revelation, it's redeeming power, it's insight from God that nothing can overpower you. When the rivers are flowing, everything is moving in the right direction in your life. So I must flow with the river. Write that down. I must flow with the river of the movement of the Holy Spirit. See. This morning must make a difference in your life. All right? So just listen. And he said, so out of the belly shall flow rivers of water. Then the 39th verse tells us, so we won't be in doubt. But this speak he of the Spirit, you see, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given then, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But we on the other side of that. We have received, all right? Now, I want to take up this Sunday to deal with it further. The power of living in a Holy Ghost invaded life. Or the power of living a Holy Ghost invaded life. In other words, he's not just in you. He's not just for you. He also is with you. And he's upon you. Full position now, get it. He's in, he's for me. He's with me. With me. He's in me. And he's upon me. See, that's an invaded life. See that? You have there's an anointing. Look, turn to 1 John 2:27. I want you to see this. You see, he's in me, he's for me, he's with me, and he's upon me. Each one carry a connotation of the power of the Holy Spirit. Say, for instance, the one we're about to look at now, he's upon me. But there's an anointing that abideth in you, the Holy Ghost, see. But the anointing what you have received of him, what? Abideth in you, abideth in me. That anointing abideth in me. I have anointing abiding in me. I have an all-knowing concept abiding in me. You see what I'm saying? Not a visitation. So what happened if I got it? And you need not that any man teach you. See? But as the same anointing teaches you of all things. Now, let me back. You need not any man to teach you, because you can miss that. You see, when someone is functioning in the anointing, it's not a man teaching you. And it means that if you want to get what they're saying, you're going to have to trust in the anointing that abideth in you. In other words, you cannot be an average listener when the Holy Ghost is using a servant to minister to you. You can't be academic. You can't be average. You can't allow to be distracted. But that abiding anointing in you can pick up the signals and pick up the power and pick up the understanding, pick up the wisdom. Come on here. Carry you into a divine traffic, well, and then you'll know how to drive in that traffic, how to get where you're going beyond a normal way. Talk to me up in here. See, that anointing that abides in you, when you're invaded with an abiding anointing, it caused you to travel in traffic that the average man or woman would never seek. I wish y'all hear me. That church folk would never see. See, that anointing in there for a reason, because it can assimilate, it can orchestrate divine movements from God on your behalf, that you will never be a normal person again. You'll never be in a jam again. You'll never have nothing you can't whoop again, because you're navigating in the Spirit. Oh, my God. You're working by a different radar. Reasoning is choked by revelation, because you're functioning out of an abiding anointing. Write that down. I'm functioning out of an abiding anointing. I'm possessed with the Holy Ghost. Boys, y'all pay attention. Boys, y'all pay attention. You're here for church. Y'all ushers, watch these people. They're doing something else. Just go up there and shake them. This just costs too much to be messing around with. Now I got to get back in. And abiding, you have an abiding and anointing in you that connects with the abiding word and the abiding Jesus. That's John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, what did he say do? Wow, wow. That's what we should be. But that the abiding word cannot function properly without the abiding anointing. See, it take the Holy Spirit to go over here with you and get your goods and cause them to manifest. The word cannot manifest without the Holy Ghost. You wrote that down? That's powerful, man. You never heard that before. The abiding word cannot manifest without the abiding Holy Ghost. The abiding word cannot manifest. No matter how much you read it, no matter how much you memorize it, it cannot manifest without an abiding anointing. The Holy Spirit is in charge of the word. He's the only one that can quicken you and make you alive enough to eat at another dimension. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can feed you the word. So there you got it. But the knowing what you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. See, you invade it. But as the same anointing, invade it, teaches you of what? Not at all things, class. That all things he teach you is not how to put your shoes on. Or not what's the best fad going on in this world. He's talking about teaching you in another dimension until you can live an extraordinary life in an ordinary world. That your life is not just successful, but you live good success because you're living from another realm of success. Some people have success, but the body of Christ have the opportunity to live in good success. It's good success there. In Joshua 1:8, what he's talking about is a success that can't be accomplished by man. But because, listen to me, y'all not looking at me and listening. Because I'm invaded, the power of living, I'm living in a Holy Ghost invaded life. That means because I'm invaded by the Holy Ghost, I'm invaded with divine instruction at all time that create miracles, signs, and wonders in my life that I can't explain how I got out and how I got in, but I know he brought me. That's the life God wants us to live. God wants our life to be evidence. God wants our life to be an example. Yeah, God wants our life to show forth things that can't normally happen because we are his children. We ought to walk the streets of gold now, not later, not tomorrow, right now, because of the revelation of Jesus Christ, the cross, and his blood. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. But the Holy Spirit must maintain that revelation in that invasion to push everything else out and to pull God ways in. And it's true and it's no lie. And even if it taught you, you should abide in him. All right. Now listen, I want you to get this. Only by invitation, the power of living in a Holy Ghost invaded life, only by invitation will this happen. If it do, and I believe it will in your life, listen to what's going to happen. It will magnify the fact of walking with Jesus. For Jesus lives in a Holy Ghost invaded life. Wall to wall Holy Ghost. And in Him we live. In Jesus, that's how I live. We move, that's how I move, and have our being. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus lived a Holy Ghost life. For in Him we live, move, and have our being. In Jesus. How many are tested that fact? Say, in Him,
in Him
I live,
I move,
and I have my being. Now, the only way to understand my living, my moving, and my being is I have to be invaded by the Holy Spirit. He's the only one can explain my living, my moving, and my being. I'm not normal. I'm not regular. I can't be trapped. I live from another realm. What looked like going on in my life, I'm not going to let it go. See, so I have, now, we can't take the Bible as symptoms. The Bible has to be a revelation now. So I believe you're ready for the plug in the revelation now. When your Holy Ghost invaded, you're fully persuaded. When your Holy Ghost invaded, you're not looking at the things what you can see. But you are in enough presence to recognize that you have the divine ability to call things that be not as though they were because they are. But they need you to access and activate them from another dimension by being a Holy Ghost invaded child. Oh, y'all didn't get it. Y'all not loving this. Y'all not loving this. We're talking about being invaded by the Holy Ghost. You sit up and act like you've been knowing this all your life. Invaded by the Holy Ghost. Every move I make is a Holy Ghost move. Therefore, the Word got to back me up. If I'm moving in the Holy Ghost, the Word got to hop on. You cannot follow Jesus unless you're invaded by the Holy Ghost. Jesus lived a Holy Ghost invaded life. Goodness, that's powerful, man. Jesus lived a Holy Ghost invaded life. Then the Father gave us the right to live the same kind of life that Jesus lived, but you can't live it unless your Holy Ghost invaded. You can't live it because you're a church member. You can't live it because you take communion. You can't make it because you prayed three prayers yesterday. You have to permit the Holy Spirit to invade your mind, invade your conscience, invade your feeling, invade your imagination, invade your mouth, invade your ear. Always listening for the Spirit. Always want to talk clean, that the Spirit can use your word. All I can tell you right now, when I hear the Holy Spirit, heaven about to shake your life up. Heaven about to take you places. Heaven about to take you places, Robert, that you've never been before. It is time for the church to walk on another level. It is time for us to let the power of God flow through our lives. Stop crying and wondering what's going to happen. Make it happen. Stop crying and wondering what's going to happen. Make it happen. You've been designed by God to make it happen. When you speak to a tree, it's supposed to move. When you talk to a mountain, that mountain is supposed to obey you. Whatever in your life not right, curse it. Make it die. Don't let it bear no more. When that fig tree didn't produce, Jesus cursed it. Say, you'll never bear fig no more. What about something in your life that the devil done put in your life and pestering you and vexing you all your life? Curse it, God dog it. In the name of Jesus, you will not bear fruit in my life no more. Curse fruit. Sit down. First Thessalonians. Write this down. The sanctifying factor of the Holy Ghost is in our midst. The sanctifying factor of the, in other words, setting us apart from normal activities, setting us apart from normal living. Listen to me, y'all hear me now? Your life about to be changed. Where the natural does not have full credentials in my life. I'm subject to change at any second. Because I'm running on divine fuel from heaven that empowers me to not have petillo, not to have no stop sign. This world cannot run me. I'm here, but this is not my home. I receive my orders from another headquarters. This is foreign to normal church. But the very atmosphere, my brother, is pregnant with God. I've been in God's presence before many times. The very atmosphere in this church this morning is pregnant with God's presence, ready to do something for you out of the ordinary. I wish somebody would praise him. We're being invaded with the Holy Ghost. He's in me. He's with me. He's for me. He's upon me. The sanctifying factor of the Holy Ghost is in our midst. I told you to turn to 1 Thessalonians. These things you will not be able to do without the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit invading you. The Holy Spirit invades you and push out things that you don't even want in your life. You've been dealing with them. You don't want them, but they just keep coming back. But when you're invaded by the Holy Ghost, he deals with that aspect of your life and put unspeakable joy on the inside of you. Look at the 16th verse of the 5th chapter, 1 Thessalonians. The 16th verse. Thank you, thank you. Listen, listen, there are some don't understand, but what I'm about to say now, everybody gonna understand it. Some of y'all didn't understand this. Rejoice evermore. I can't be whipped. Can't be taken out. I can't be stopped because I'm invaded by the Holy Ghost, and there's no power greater than the Holy Ghost power. So he said, now rejoice forevermore, because you know you can't be whipped. You know you can't be stopped. tell three people I'm blessed on purpose. Listen, when the Holy Ghost is driving your life, you never get into a traffic jam. The Holy Ghost always got a new route, a new path, a new enlightenment, a new empowerment, a new insight to take you when things look dark. You'll never be in a traffic jam in your life, not knowing what to do no more. You'll never be lost for word. You'll never be lost for move. You'll never be lost no more, because the Holy Ghost is directing your traffic. Sit down. We're working on something. Tell somebody we're working on something. Pray without ceasing. You see that? Then in the 18th verse, in everything, give thanks. Well, we thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for that divine move I need to make. You wrote that down? Write that down. Lord, I thank you for that divine move I need to make. The Holy Ghost is about to show me a divine move that I need up here in church. The Holy Ghost is about to show me a divine move. Oh man, y'all ain't hearing me. The Holy Ghost is about to show me a divine move that I need to make my life different. I'm about to disappear from where I need to disappear, and I'm about to appear where I need to appear. The Holy Ghost can do that. He can snatch you up from where you are. Snatch you up, and nobody knew he snatched you up and put you somewhere else. And when they see you again, you're in another position. Come on here. I'm a Holy Ghost invaded child. Any good thing can happen to me any moment. You see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? Now, what a life. Do you know you're not in the same position? You're right. You understand it, right? We're shifting, right? All right, now, don't drift. Listen. I know you might want some other old way, but listen, because this is the higher way. You're leaving here fully armed. You're no longer a Sunday Christian. You can handle Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Because you know him for yourself. And my job is to teach you how to function in him. Not say you're not going to have no trouble. Not say you're not going to have something to deal with. But if you know how to deal with it, somebody give you a problem, you know how to get the figure, get the answer. What's the problem? Just go ahead and give the answer. Matter of fact, your problem is for the Holy Ghost to give answers. Every problem come your way, the Holy Ghost got an answer. He wants you to settle down in him, and you and him going to handle that such a way. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, the Holy Ghost gives the answer. That's right. That's right. Stop trying to answer it yourself. All these crazy questions this world asks you, you better have some Holy Ghost to help you. Stop trying to answer yourself. Stop trying to handle it yourself. Stop trying to handle it. I receive, man. Stop trying to handle it. Stop trying to handle yourself. It's a $100 check. Stop trying to handle it yourself. Stop trying to handle it yourself. I say stop trying to handle it yourself. Stop trying to handle life yourself. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop asking everybody a question about your life. Stop putting all your life on the internet. Stop putting all your business on the internet. Stop that right now. Stop putting all your business on the internet. Stop letting everybody know where you at all the time. That ain't the Holy Ghost. That's the commercial world that messed you up. I remember as a boy, you wouldn't know what's going on in our family. You wouldn't know what's going on in my life. I ain't gonna put it out there for everybody to see. That ain't the Holy Ghost. Stop putting all your stuff on the internet. People lose their husband putting all that stuff on the internet. They keep talking about how nice man he is and all that and put his picture on there. All right. Put where he work at and all that. And what time he go to work and all that. All right, Greg, keep on doing that crazy stuff. Well, y'all do some stuff. Verse 18 says, everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Look what verse 19 says. Look what verse 19 says. See, if you're not invaded with the Holy Spirit, you're going to quench him. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesy. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain. It didn't say abstain from evil. Men, I'm going to use one example. You ain't got no business riding in a car with a woman that is not your wife. You see her side of the road, call a taxi. Nobody under the sound of my voice is beyond temptation. I don't care how holy you think you are not beyond temptation. If the devil can fool you that you're holy enough, you're more holier than Jesus. Because he was tempted. So when you got holier than Jesus, we're going to get you a cross to die on. And the very God of peace sanctify you whole, and I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Holy Ghost invaded life will make you a holy man or a holy woman. All right, ready? Turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke, we're talking about being invaded by the Holy Ghost. What type of life would it produce? Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Luke chapter 2. Two verses I want to pull. I want to give you a principle. It's time to walk heavy in the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of favor.
Amen.
Oh, everything changed, you know. We are loaded with information that has no presentation in the spirit. So the spirit of wisdom and the spirit, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Of favor need to be walked in heavily. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of favor need to be walked in heavily. I didn't get across yet. I'm going to get it through in a minute. I didn't get across yet. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of favor, because I'm invaded with the Holy Ghost, I will walk in the spirit of wisdom heavily. I will walk in the spirit of favor heavily. I refuse to live a normal life. My Father has blessed me beyond measurement. I will flow in the Spirit without measure. My cup keep running over. because the spirit of glory have invaded my life. I want to be invaded. I'm glad to be invaded. I will never lose another battle because I'm invaded with the Holy Ghost. So many people are about to walk out some things they don't want in their life. When I read these two verses, you're going to walk right on out. A lot of things have been choked in your life or held in a choked position. No, it doesn't mean you're not a good person. You're a good person, but you got to be more in goodness, baby. You got to have, your goodness got to have some help. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is the standby. He's the strengthener. He's the helper. And you are designed for him to invade your life. But he will not come without an invitation. Holy Ghost, run my life. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I know what I'm doing. But I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. It's time to walk heavy. See, now this is, now children, I'm your pastor, right? Yes. This is protection. Yes. Because this world is being invaded by another spirit. Woo! Woo! A spirit that you can't handle on your own. So it's time for you to walk heavy in the spirit of wisdom. Oh my God, God's saying some things to us here now. Children, y'all catch this time. Catch this. You see, you are not going to be caught in the traffic of insufficiency. You are not going to be caught in the traffic talking about how we're going to make it. The news meter is not going to run your life. Political values are not going to be able to tell you how high you can go. There actually, in the invading of the Holy Spirit, there is no more leveling in your life. You always can go to another level because you're wearing or you receiving the highest kind of fuel. No fuel is higher than the Holy Ghost fuel that is on the inside of me. Say it. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Jesus was invaded with the Holy Ghost. Leroy is invaded with the Holy Ghost. I am invaded with the Holy Ghost. And the child grew. And waxed strong in spirit. Filled with wisdom. And the favor, the grace of God was upon him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I felt that, man. Hallelujah. You will not, from this day forward, travel with the pack. There are some times that you have to travel. Talk to me up in here. I don't need a crowd to be successful. want you to write this in your note. I am a success going somewhere to happen. I am a success going. Every time I leave my house, I'm a success going somewhere to happen. Because the spirit of good success is in me now. I can't fail. I will not fail. I will not accept failure. I have an unfailing rock rolling around in me. His name is Jesus. Every time it looked like failure coming my way, the rock rolled to the other side. No, you can't stop him. I live in him. You got your shouting clothes on? Go to verse 52 now. And Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Increased in wisdom and stature. Now, your stature go. Your stature about to change in your community. You're supposed to hold a certain stature. Don't let nobody talk you out there talking about, y'all Christian. Y'all. No, we're supposed to be on top. Don't be better trying to put me back down in religion. Don't try to put me back down in no denomination. No, I'm a born-again child of God. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I supposed to have the best. I supposed to rise up. I supposed to make you nervous. I supposed to pass by you and shake you up. I'm a child of a king. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I'm tired of this religion. I'm tired of just going to church. I want God to manifest in my life in every way. God going to manifest in my life, not just in moral, in money. The church stopped God from manifesting. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Job, Esther, Solomon, King David. They let God manifest. I'm telling you, Word of Life, we got to let God manifest. We got to stop talking this little old wappy talk. What people will talk God down in this area. If you want to live a Holy Ghost invaded life, you're going to live a rich life. Things going to start happening in your life you can't explain. Who won't hold that back? Your body said, don't be stupid, listen. Your body. Don't be stupid, listen. I demand you to be invaded with wealth, invaded with prosperity, invaded with abundance, invaded with increase, invaded with joy, invaded with peace, invaded with long, healthy living, invaded with a happy marriage, invaded with peace, just joy. Just fall out the chair, you're so happy. Tell two people, I've been to church today. Turn to Revelation. Sit down. Revelation. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, that's right, glory. You listening? Supernatural, supreme, decisions, supreme decision are standing at your door knocking. Now to change your life forever. Let me give it again. Supernatural, supreme decisions. It's from the Holy Ghost now. You can't write this out of no book. Are standing at your door knocking now to change your life forever. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. 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 Behold. Now, you got to correct that before you go any further. You behold means see it. Behold and understand it and accept it. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let me get this principle again. Supernatural, supreme decisions are standing at your door knocking now to change your life forever. Do you see this? Yes, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Open that door and every decision, every solution, every answer, every direction, every blessing, every talk you need, I'm bringing it to you right now. But you have to open the door. As I preach this morning, you have to open the door to recognize that God is moving you to another level of living. You have to take this and go out and give it to other people. Say, no, you don't have to go through this. You ever heard about being invaded by the Holy Ghost? Here's what Apostle told me. Here's what it did to my life. Here's how my life has changed. I know I can't lose, even when it looked like I'm losing. Everything you're dealing with is a crucified sentence. It will resurrect on the third day if you handle it properly. You understand? So everything that is odd against your life is a sentence to crucifixion, where you can testify, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That pride is crucified when something comes in your life you can't handle. Your dependency gate open wide. Wow. You heard it? Your dependency gate. When you come upon something you can't handle, you open that dependency gate wider. That God can flush out and flood you with what you need. I can't make it by myself. I don't care how much money, I don't care what, how old, how young you are, I don't care how smart you are, I can't make it by myself. You just want to go ahead and say it, because you got to get all the stupidity out of you, thinking you somebody by yourself. You ain't nobody by yourself. Hide the clothes, children. The invasion of the Holy Ghost means that he is in me, he is with me, he is upon me, and he is for me. Now listen, turn to 1 John. 1 John. Hallelujah. 1 John. How many online, son? 1 John. $487. All right, listen. Wait, this is what my text says. My note says, listen. No wonder I was saying listen so much. Listen, Listen to this. I wrote it one time. You should write it again. You should write it a third time because it's so important. As he is, so are we in this world. Now, that's been a flat-foot lie. I'm going to say it like the streets. That's a bald-faced lie. The church had not been like him, because to be like him, we have to be invaded by the Holy Ghost. Jesus lived an invaded life. All his answers came from the Holy Ghost. All his direction came from the Holy Ghost. Jesus let no commercials disturb him. The Pharisees was advertising. The Sadducees was advertising. Jesus said, no, I already got my plan. May every person under the sound of my voice, wherever you are in life, receive your Holy Ghost plan. Whatever you may be dealing with, my God, the Holy Ghost is here. Whatever your decisions you have to make, whatever you're dealing with, may you receive now the Holy Ghost plan. I receive some. That's hundreds of dollars. May you receive your Holy Ghost plan. Are y'all listening to me? Anybody disturbed, troubled by anything, you are in the house of God. God is putting forth revelation out. The Holy Spirit is invading your place, invading your home, invading your car, invading your body, invading your mind to give you his plan. You will not fail this time. Just follow instruction. Follow instruction. The Holy Ghost is really, really, really kind to us this morning. This is not cheap information. You follow what I'm saying? Oh my God. I don't know what, man, the church about to come alive. See, now you're going to be a stimulus, because you know the truth on another level. So God's going to use you as a model to bring him out further. God ready to be brought out in the open. In order to do that, the only way God can be brought in the open is that his blessing be seen. God, listen, y'all, listen close. God is looking for somebody to manifest through. His blessing, his goodness, his power, his glory. He's looking for members of his family that he can use to orchestrate his blessing. You have been designed by God to live big and above. Y'all receive it? Good God Almighty. Your pension days are over. And today, oh my Lord, and today I want to announce to the world, you will not live in black penitentiary no more. You were not born as a slave. You actually, black folk was born rich. But the man came in and stole it and made you a slave. But you never been a slave. You've been slaved by your mindset. Look everybody in the eye high from the rest of your days and say, hello, I'm here to stay. It's only the gospel can set people from being slaves. It's only the gospel can erase the color of your skin. It's only the gospel that can tell you you're a free man and a free woman. You can't get it by no civil right. You got to get it from the Holy Ghost, and you got to walk in the spirit like you free, that Jesus have set me free. I don't need no man to set me free. You got to get your consciousness and your mind clear that you smarter than anybody else. You smarter than anybody else. This is not racism. This is revelation that all men should go free by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stop this mess. You're invaded by the Holy Ghost. Don't let the color of your skin make you inferior. Stand up. You're superior because Jesus lives on inside of you. Any man that don't have Jesus, he's inferior. But every child of God. Let's read this verse and I'll close. At Word of Life Christian Center, this inferior stuff is over. I charge the Holy Ghost to slap you every time you feel inferior. Yes. Just slap aside the head. Slap aside the head. Bam! What the apostle told you. What the Spirit of God told you through the apostle. People all over the world getting set free today. You don't like me because I'm black. Stop being black. I'm saved and I'm proud. Let's read this verse. Let me close. Verse 17. Listen, listen, listen. As he is, so are we in this world. Herein is our love made perfect. Oh, Jesus. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, I close. I want to tell you what that verse is saying. The Spirit just spoke to me. You and Jesus were born the same way. It was a spiritual birth. So a spiritual birth has to live. Thank you, sir. A spiritual life. You can't get around it. You can't be spiritually born and trying to live physical. Trying to live sensical. Or try to listen to all this crazy information these people putting out about two men can get married. You can't do that. You can't. It's not right. I have to preach it. It's not right. Two women can get married. Not up in here. The government, nobody else going to make me marry two women. I'm not going to do it. Now, I'll help them to find themselves, but I will not marry them. It begins talking about hate. There ain't no hate. That's truth. My God. As he is in this world.